we're jumping in again with the Shape of a Circle podcast, how everyday discipleship is shaped by your everyday relationships. And what we're going to be talking about today, this goes back to episode 32. So if you want to look back at that, we talked about the five life phases of forming a group. Mm-hmm. You start with preparing, you move to forming, norming, performing, and then multiplying. And really, that whole life cycle deserves an episode each into itself.
Yep. Cue today.
Ta-da! So we're going to be talking about preparing.
Yeah.
In this episode of, if you are preparing to get a handful of people together, whether they are friends or strangers, mm-hmm. how do you prepare and be ready to gather those people into a real meaningful discipleship setting?
Yeah. Which can be really intimidating for people.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, especially when it comes to church world, right? Where here's your list of strangers and an address. Show up, mm-hmm. practice spiritual intimacy. It's going to be great.
Just dive in. All right.
But all right, let's talk about how we are going to prepare for that. So this is like before day one. One of the things that we're going to start with is just involving our churches. Right. So if you're a part of a church community, tell them you're thinking about getting a group of people together, and you'll be surprised at what a church has prepared for tools, resources, mm-hmm. coaching, onboarding to catch you up to speed, but more things than you might realize.
Right. Yeah. It'll be perfect if people would let us know. we can really come alongside them, which is awesome.
And it's exciting. It's exciting for a whole church. Exciting. Do not be an island out there. Work mm-hmm. with your church on it. Okay. That's number one. Number two, enter a prayer phase. Mm-hmm. I tell you, every MC that I have ever started, every missional community was just really birthed in that prayer process of God gave me a heart for someone or something that I just had to create it and bring it into being.
Yeah, I think that's the one that gets missed the most often, and mm-hmm. it's probably the most important step of all of it. But I would say there's probably, I can think of a handful of things that are big rocks in my life that I approached because I felt like God was like, this is it.
Yeah.
And I could have totally said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But some of the best fruit has come out of those times.
Absolutely. Like I know right now I got five friends on my heart.
Yeah.
And I can't stop thinking about, they don't look like anyone who would ever want to get into a discipleship setting like this, but mm-hmm. I can't shake them off my heart. And I'm just praying it out till God tells me what to do with it and when to do that with it.
Yeah.
And this is a spiritual moment. It's not just closing the back door of a church, as some people have labeled their group ministry. It's far bigger than that. God has a spiritual vision for you and the people that are about to show up. So get your prayer space. Let it germinate for a few months, actually, in prayer. I think that's important.
Yeah, and I think, too, inviting those people in your church to join you in that prayer, right? So you've now asked your church or told your church that you have this desire or this thing on your heart, and invite them in with you to pray for it.
Yeah.
Because that would just be awesome, too, right?
As a pastor, I would love the opportunity to pray with people who are in that process.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, where do we go from there?
Number three, you got to figure out who, right? Yep. So you said you started with five people. Some people start with just the notion of, I want to start a group. And so you have to figure out who is. Make a list. I'm a list person, so mm-hmm. make a list. And there's three places you can find those people. So the church can help.
We have little sign up forms.
Yeah, we have a whole, you know, group of people that are looking for groups, right? And so we can help find a place for those people, and we can help you connect with those people. The second would be just your organic connections in the church. Mm-hmm. The people that you already know, that you're already friends with, grab them by the arm and say, hey, we're going to join a group together.
More personal is that? Instead of this announcement, here's our sign up form, it's just asking someone, hey, are you in a missional community yet? If not, I'd love to have you in mine.
Yeah, it's just so organic and real, right? You can go so much deeper, so much faster. Mm-hmm. And then your everyday circle.
Yeah.
You said you have five guys on your heart. I'm pretty sure most of them are in your everyday circle. Correct. And, you know, kids, football team parents mm-hmm. or PTO or whatever in your everyday circle, work or neighborhood. Yeah. Think of those people that are in your everyday circle that you know that you want to invite to your group too.
Yes. Just open up your horizons on this. Mm-hmm. It's not just the church thing.
I think people think it has to be, right? It has to be in, it's just a life group with church friends, but it doesn't have to be.
It's and wherever it's not the kingdom of God is moving, wherever mm-hmm. he wants to take his gospel, and that's everywhere.
Yeah, so good. And number four, this is probably the biggest part of, logistically, the biggest mm-hmm. part of this this preparing phase is to make a plan. Yep. So a lot of things to think about. How do you want to structure your group? I think the biggest thing to think about is what is the goal of your group? Mm-hmm. So do you want to learn something together? Or do you want this to be a place of rest for people who are really just really struggling or really just need people around them? Or is this just a, we're going to get together and build relationships? So you have to figure out what your goal is.
Yeah.
In your group.
Is this focusing on people so they discover Jesus for the first time?
Right.
Or get established in some niche aspect of discipleship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many different things you could do. Or just a community of, we're here together because we
want to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and get to know each other.
So many different purposes. God can work through them all. Mm-hmm. What's yours?
Yeah. And I think the cool thing too is to go into it with a goal, because oftentimes, at least I can speak to me personally, usually the goal is not fed by the people in my group. Then it's actually something that I've prayerfully discerned and mm-hmm. I can go into it with, this is the purpose of this group from God. Because I think often you'll get into a group and you might get a little bit of pushback. Mm-hmm. At least I did. So that's my experience.
I think it's very fair that you as the leader have the direction, mm-hmm. tell people where it's at, and if you'd like that, come along for the ride.
Right.
That's what leadership is.
Yep. In a nutshell.
You don't have to be on this boat, but this one is heading for sail in that direction. Yeah.
And out of that goal, then you can figure out what is the content you're going to deliver. You know, you can do Bible study. You can do book studies. You can do just life together, you know. So what is the content you're going to study, and how are you going to go forward at that? Mm-hmm. And of course the frequency also matches the goal. So is it something where we need to get together every other week? Oftentimes that's what our missional committees look like here, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a once a month thing, or is it an every week? You know, so your goal will kind of match what's going on with what you're your frequency will match your goal. Mm-hmm. And then there's things to think about, like, how is your discussion going to be shaped? Are you going to have a smaller group time where you separate men and women, or are you going to all stay together? Are you going to separate into couples? You know, so how is it going to work that way? And are you leading the discussion? Are other people leading the discussion? So all these things just to think about as far as the content mm-hmm. of your group.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple that I think often get overlooked but are so crucial and cause the most stress for a lot of people is childcare and a meal. What is the plan?
Well, when the question comes, what are we going to do with the kids? It's like, yeah, should have thought of that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, We used to collect a couple bucks from each parent, and we had a babysitter lined up for every time, but you have to find what works for you and if you're offering childcare at all. And then, of course, the meal too. You know, are you going to cover the meal every time? Or are you going to have someone else cover the meal? That's a really crucial thing mm-hmm. to think about and will help you in the long run as well. So make your plan, make sure you know who you're reaching out to, pray about it, and make sure that us at the church are involved as well.
Beautiful.